You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Available at Walmart, Menards, Mills, and Blaine's.
Well, welcome, everyone, to the Friday edition of the Gym Class, right here on KGYM, 102.3, 107.5, 106.3, the South Gym, and our historic main gym, 1600 AM. And you can get these broadcasts of some of my friends from different states, too, on KGYM.com, our website, streaming there. Appreciate you tuning in today. Holy cow. We knew March Madness was fraught with upsets. Drake, which had lost to Northern Iowa at home 6 days ago by 27 points, has knocked off number one seeded Northern Iowa in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, 77-56, the first time that an 8 seed has defeated a number 1 seed in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Did you see that coming? I thought it would be a much closer game than 6 days ago, but I did not see Drake winning by 21 in this one. Consequently, the Bulldogs will play in the semifinals tomorrow at 2:30. Against the winner of a game going on right now between Bradley and Southern Illinois. Great game by Roman Penn of Drake, 26 points. So now, is UNI still a viable NCAA tournament contender, or has it punched its ticket to the National Invitation Tournament? 319-366-1600, our phone line, and our First Federal Credit Union text line. My name's Mark Dukes, joined by Alex Kuhn and Buttons, our producer. Today we're going to be joined in about 10-15 minutes by our leader, Scott Unas, who is making his way back from Des Moines, where he called a 2A semifinal game today between North Lynn and West Hancock. And it was North Lynn with a terrific second half and punching its ticket to the championship game, 61-46. So the Lynx will play for the state title tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. against Osage. Osage, a winner over number one seed and undefeated Cascade, 46-32. I'll also be joined by Jeff Johnson of the Gazette, a man of many hats. Right now he's preparing to cover the boys' state basketball tournament in Des Moines next week. Of course, Scott Unas will cover our area teams on these frequencies. And it's going to be another busy week with Alex and Buttons, my good friends here, doing some broadcasts. So, I mean, it's not, you and I is not immune. It was violins for Steve Alford last night, the former Iowa coach. And we talked to Dave Koken yesterday in Las Vegas. He really liked Alford's Nevada team, giving up 10 points. And Koken has been on a heater lately, winning 10 or 12 straight games. But it was Wyoming knocking off the third-seeded Nevada Wolfpack, 74-71, ousting Alford from the Mountain West Conference Tournament. Wyoming, 9-23, defeating Nevada. So we're going to see more of it. Hopefully not tonight when the Big Ten women's basketball tournament is played. Iowa, the number three seed, taking on Ohio State, the sixth seed, 8 o'clock game. And the Hawkeyes trying to enhance their resume for the NCAA basketball tournament. Other news today, the Bay Hill Classic is going on in Orlando, Florida. Cedar Rapidian Zach Johnson is through 13 holes of his second round. Not going the greatest right now. He's +2 on the day, +2 on the tournament. currently really riding the cut line precariously right now. So we shall keep you updated on Zach Johnson's progress as we go throughout the day. Alex Kuhn joining me now, and as he has most of this week, and I do appreciate that. I've been talking about you and I losing to Drake, our friend Steve Alford getting ousted in the Mountain West last night. What do you make of that Drake win?
What an unbelievable effort by Darren DeVries and the Drake Bulldogs 6 days after playing and just getting run out of their own gym by you and I. But this is sort of the harsh reality of Division I college basketball and mid-major basketball. And the other harsh reality of playing a team twice in 7 days. It's hard to beat any team in that stretch, especially a Drake team who becomes the first 8 seed to ever advance to the semifinal in Arch Madness. But they're not a prototypical 8 seed.
Not
it's
at all.
It's their 20th win of the season.
Yeah.
And then you and I have to go out and beat them for a third time just to get to the semifinal of the conference tournament. They get ousted, and it looks like they're going to be headed to the NIT, and all bets are off as far as who's going to be the auto bid out of the Missouri Valley Conference right now.
You touched on the big question. Is you and I still a viable NCAA tournament team, or has it punched its ticket to the NIT? 319-366-1600. And remember, it's the body of work, not just what happened on March 6th.
It's one of those things where I think the NCAA selection committee is going to do everything that they can to discredit their body of work and say, well, it doesn't matter the fact that you have a road win over Colorado. The fact is, where are the quad one wins? Let's look at the quad three losses that you have and the 20-point loss in the quarterfinals of the MVC tournament. And I just don't think the body of work is going to be up to what the college or the selection committee is going to ask for, unfortunately. And I know that you guys have discussed this before. Who would you rather have in? Would you rather have a team that, like you and I, that won 25 games during the regular season, or a bottom of the barrel Indiana, Texas type, Memphis type sliding into the tournament? What I'd rather have is for you and I to make it, but I just don't think that's the reality of the situation. I think they're going to be heading to the NIT, and it's unfortunate because I remember when the MVC was automatically a two-bid league. You'd have Southern Illinois back in the mid to late 2000s. You'd have Southern Illinois winning the outright championship year in and year out, and then they would never win the tournament championship, yet they'd still get in. And it wasn't even a discussion. And now, think about I want to say 4 years ago, you and I beat Wichita State in the quarterfinal round, and you and I goes on to win the MVC championship. Wes Washburn, last second jumper against Indiana State. That Wichita State team had gone to a Final Four 2 years earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The previous year, that Wichita State team was undefeated during the regular season. They had one loss. It was to Kentucky in the second round of the tournament in a classic game. And still, they were like, oh yeah, well, I guess we have to put Wichita State in. They're 28-5 or something. Mm-hmm. But they sent them to Dayton. They had one of the last four teams in the tournament, a team that had been to the Final Four, a team that was undefeated the previous year. So it's that I just don't think that type of disrespect, and it is disrespect for the mid-majors. I have been on the mid-major side through all of this. I don't think it's enough, unfortunately.
The problem for you and I now is that the conference tournaments are just beginning, and we're going to see more and more of these upsets.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see teams that you wouldn't think would make the tournament get in. And that's going to go against you and I. One question is you and I one of the best 68 teams in the country?
Certainly.
I happen to think it is.
Certainly they are.
But that's not the way it works.
No.
And we've outlined that plenty of times at 25 wins. does UNI have the resume to get into the tournament? Again, a lot of things have to play out yet, and I'd rather see UNI in than, you said, Indiana. Which team is better? You can argue that.
The thing that I can't get past is UNI has been on neutral courts this season against Power 5 opponents. They should have beaten West Virginia. They did beat South Carolina.
Colorado.
They beat Colorado on the road. This is when they're playing right, when they're playing well, this is an NCAA tournament team. The problem is they were so bad today. And that may be the lasting image in the committee's heads, where you look at the body of work, it's impressive, but the number of quad one wins aren't going to compare to those in the Big Ten. They're not going to be able to compare to a resume like Indiana or even Purdue, for that matter, because of just the sheer number. And we had Gary Parrish of CBS Sports join us on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn probably 2 weeks ago. And he said it is virtually impossible for a mid-major these days to build a resume that's good enough to get into the NCAA tournament as an at-large. Because
the big boys don't want to play them.
They don't want to play you.
Yeah.
What, you're going to try to schedule a home and home? He brought up Steve Forbes, East Tennessee State, Lone Tree native. And he brought up the fact that Steve Forbes, you think anybody wants to play East Tennessee State? You going to schedule a home and home with him?
Nope.
No, they're going to Tennessee's going to laugh you out of the building. And then you can say, okay, well, we'll play you at your place. First of all, you know how hard it is to win on the road in general, especially as a mid-major going into a major team's gym? Well, say you do win that game. Well, then they're not going to play you the next year.
Right.
So it's,
and nobody else will either.
Nobody wants to admit it. The system is absolutely rigged, but the system is what it is. And until there's a change to it, which I don't see, you're going to continue to get this. And I think back a couple years ago to Murray State, the team that was 30-0 going into the championship game of the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament. They lose on a buzzer beater to a team that they beat twice during the regular season by like a combined 45 points. They have one loss. And they got sent to the NIT.
Yeah.
That's not right.
Yeah.
But it's the reality.
But now UNI has a little better than a week to ponder its fate. And I think Ben Jacobson's approach probably should be, you know what? You know, these things happen. We need to prepare for whatever our fate is. And we've had a good season up till now, and we'll take it from here.
This is a situation for UNI that's, it's simple. It's a young team.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Isaiah Brown, who's a senior, everybody's coming back. Trey Burhouse coming back. AJ Green's a sophomore. Austin Fives a sophomore. Spencer Haldeman is he a senior? He's a senior.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to think. I thought that one of those two was either Isaiah Brown. Are they both seniors? I could be wrong here, but this is a young team, and the core is coming back regardless. Yeah. So they can use this as a springboard into something special. You think about Wichita State. I brought them up, the Final Four run, the undefeated season. They used the NIT the year prior to that Final Four run to springboard a young team into prominence. They went out and they won the NIT. Greg Marshall and Fred Van Vliet and Ron Baker, all those guys went out and won the NIT.
That was a good team.
Yes, it was. And this UNI team is going to be loaded next year, so this is a chance to play tournament basketball, postseason basketball, against major conference competition.
21-34 on the FedExCU.com credit line. Is UNI better than the 8th, 9th, or 10th team in the Big Ten? Right now, the 8th tie for 8th in the Big Ten is between Michigan and Rutgers. Is UNI better than those two teams?
I
followed by Indiana and Purdue.
Like, I don't know that there's that much difference between them and Rutgers. I don't think there really is. But that was another point that was made by Gary Parrish. He's comparing Rutgers to East Tennessee State. Rutgers is a good team,
mm-hmm.
but Are they that much better than you and I? Are they that much better than ETSU? Probably not, but it doesn't matter because they got the chance. They had the chance to win those games at home. They're in the Big Ten. They're going to get the nod.
We shall see about Northern Iowa's fate again a week from this coming Sunday. And the final weekend of the Big Ten season is set up. We've got a three-way tie for the league lead, Maryland, Michigan State, and Wisconsin. Illinois losing last night to Ohio State, which a lot of us expected, is at 12-7. And then you have Penn State, Ohio State, and Iowa at 11-8. And it's possible for a four-way tie for that for the fourth seed. And we've outlined that that's Iowa should it beat Illinois. Is that correct?
Yeah, there are a lot of different things. Rob basically sent me, there's a scenario system where you can plug in the last game of the season for each team and say, okay, let's see what the seeds will look like if so and so falls this way. So we're gonna go over that on the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. But still plenty of scenarios. But yeah, Iowa wins. They'll get a double bye in the Big Ten tournament.
Let's quick go to the phones. Bring in Wally, and then we'll get with Scott Unash en route back from Cedar Rapids. Good afternoon, Wally.
Good afternoon, Mark. I don't know who's your sidekick today. I just tuned in.
Alex.
Is that Alex Kuhn? Okay. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Wally.
Hey, I had an opportunity. This was about in 1986, and she wasn't a sports psychologist, but it just so happened that Tom Osborne, the head coach at Nebraska, asked her to help out with his football team. She was a psychologist. Great lady, has some great things to say. Now, I can't remember or not if she took the job. I don't think she did. But earlier in the season, everything was dropping for the Hawks. Three-pointers were coming in left and right. And, great passes, excellent, just all kinds of good things. Really good-looking basketball team. They're not too far away from being that right now. But something's not right mentally, okay? They are got what's his name? The number five. I always forget their names, not their numbers. And he's back. Seems like full strength. So we're hitting on all cylinders as far as physical goes. But something's not right mentally. Okay, they're missing layups, Mark. They're missing layups. Wieskamp was stroking threes in like they were, five footers. And now that's not happening. And I'm just wondering if McCaffrey's thinking about maybe having somebody come in. You just do some question and answering. Nothing super, super serious, but just try to take them out of themselves a little bit, and I don't know. But I tell you what, if Tom Osborne liked her, and she was really cool. Her name was Charlene Bell. Okay, guys, go Hawks. I think they'll turn it around. Maybe Mark and I should go down there along with Alex and set them straight.
Hey, appreciate it. Appreciate it, Wally. Thanks. I don't know if Iowa needs a shrink. They need a win at Illinois. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Scott Unash on the Gym Class.
It's still Murphy's Bar and Grill in Riverside, a great place to stop and eat on your way to or from the beautiful Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Murphy's Bar and Grill has a nice, relaxed atmosphere where almost everybody knows your name. Plenty of spirits for your pleasure and a huge menu. Everything from incredible ahi to melt-in-your-mouth ribeye. And, oh, the lasagna. Mwah! Stop on out to Murphy's Bar and Grill for a great meal and a good time. Highway 22 in Riverside, Murphy.
Where the fun never ends. Murphy's Bar and Grill.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why Marvin Windows and Doors are only sold at local, trusted, independent dealers, not big box stores. Marvin never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship.
At Alexander Lumber, they're proud to be a Marvin dealer. Visit Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Just like the Cyclones, the Kubota L-Series tractors have the power to get the job done. The participating Iowa Kubota dealers are proud sponsors of the Cyclones and invite you to stop by and test drive the full line of Kubota L-Series tractors. With a powerful and reliable Kubota diesel engine, two superior transmission options, and optional performance-matched implements, including front loader and backhoe, the L2501 can tackle any job. Kubota is a proud sponsor of Iowa State football and the Cyclone Radio Network. Visit a participating Iowa Kubota dealer near you.
I'm Mary Neubauer with the Iowa Lottery. March is National Problem Gambling Awareness Month when we highlight and remind Iowans that help is always available 24/7 here in our state.
And I'm Eric Preuss with the Iowa Department of Public Health. Visit yourlifeiowa.org to learn more about problem gambling or to start the conversation with someone who cares by clicking on live chat or by calling 1-800-BETS-OFF.
It's free and confidential.
And it's something you can do anytime.
Life gets real when you think about your son or daughter's future. College costs more than it used to, and careers have changed a lot too. So do you want to let your kid graduate with a mountain of debt in a tricky job market? Probably not. Consider a smarter option. Smart 263. Their apprentice program has stellar training, excellent support, and a game plan for a great paying career without spending a dime on school. Get all the details on their apprenticeship program at smart263.org. Sheet Metal Workers 263, helping you win at the game of life.
Welcome back, 324 on today's edition of the Gym Class. Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, Buttons with you today. And really appreciate Alex sitting in this week. And buckle up for next week, too, because the Boys State Tournament involves a lot of area teams. And the guy who will be calling the action, Scott Unash, on his way back from Des Moines. Hello, my friend.
Hey, Mark. First of all, let me just say, Julie, if you're listening, I am sitting at a parking lot at an exit. So not driving and talking at the same time.
How's the voice doing, Scott?
Oh, much better. Monday was a little bit sketchy. It was a lot sketchy on Monday, but we're on the backside of things, and it's coming along just fine, and get ready for one more.
Did you use like the Dick Vitale lemon wedges and honey on the sideline, or
no? You know what? A certain brand of a cough, not medicine, but cough drop, has been very good to me.
Perfect.
So I'm not going to give an endorsement, but if they ask, I will do it.
We listen to your call on 107.5 FM, Scott, North Lennon, West Hancock. Wow, what a second half for the Lynx.
Boy, I don't think anybody saw that coming. 40-16, they won the second half and made an adjustment. I thought Brian Wheatley was just absolutely amazing with his coaching moves that he made at halftime. Went from 2-3 to a 1-3-1, a little bit more aggressive and trapping, and it stopped a lot of dribble penetration. Got West Hancock into foul trouble. Their big 6'1 post, who's really good, gal by the name of Cheezik, got her fourth foul, kept her in for a little bit, which was, she had three, kept her in, picked up her fourth, and that was a big key part of the ball game. They got down, they got some other people into foul trouble, and they had to bring her back in, and she was in 5 seconds, and she got a charge. And poor Ellie Ware, boy, she paid the price for it. She left the arena. They checked her out, came back. She went back in, thankfully, for North Lynn. Hannah Bridgewater got a little bit of a health situation, but she came back in. She shook it off, hit some free throws, and North Lynn gets to play tomorrow. They advance.
Yeah, 3 o'clock tomorrow, the championship game, and the number one seed's out of the way as well, as North Lynn will take on Osage, a winner over Cascade. How about that?
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock, though. Just want to let everybody know.
5 o'clock. I'm sorry.
5 o'clock, yep, with the 2A championship. Yeah, it would have been nice if it was Cascade North Lynn, but Osage is a very good basketball team. Two 6'1 players in the middle to go along with some very gutty and heady guards. That entire conference, four of the playing teams today in the semifinals were from that top Iowa conference up there. Obviously in Northern Iowa, and they can play basketball, and they're tall up there. And Osage, a very good team. They're having a great winter. Their wrestling team won the 2A title out of nowhere, and now their girls' basketball team will try to win the championship. But as I was talking with Jeff Linder of the Gazette when we were leaving, as he was watching his Drake Bulldogs, his alma mater, knock off UNI, who, of course, my sons and wife went to. Mm. We didn't talk much about that today. But he said, you know, why not? Didn't think North Lynn was going to win this game. Why not? They got a good chance as any to win tomorrow.
Yeah, let's talk about that Drake win over UNI. I think you were done with your game or close to it. That game was still going on. And, wow, what'd you make of that?
Well, I didn't get to see a lot of it. I got to see last. We picked it up right when UNI got it down to, I think, 2 or 4 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then just went into the deep freeze. And that credit Drake. They came to play. First time ever an 8-9 has won that turnaround game from the previous evening over the number one seed at Arch Madness. And, boy, you got to – first of all, Drake is a very good 8 seed. That's a 20-win basketball team. And I would challenge any other league in the country to have an 8 seed with 20 wins, but that might be the death blow for UNI as far as getting in to the NCAA tournament actually is concerned, because I think 10 years ago they make it without any problem, but in 2020 with the new system they have, with the net rankings, not so much, but the quad wins and the quad losses. It's not a horrific loss, but it's a bad looking one to lose by 20 plus to an 8 seed who played the night before in your conference tournament. I love to see it here, UNI being called a week from Sunday, but Ben Jacobson's going to be on pins and needles for the next 8 days, and he's I don't know if they're going to give him a little bit of time to make some sort of I would imagine Ben would love to go where the committee is meeting and talk with him for about 10 minutes and tell him everything that UNI has done really well. And to have one afternoon derail that, just where they didn't play very well and Drake played great, is just a tough pill to swallow.
Yeah, and as we talked earlier, Scott, you know this, conference tournaments are just beginning, and we're going to see more upsets. We saw our friend Steve Alford get knocked off. They were the 3 seed, not the number 1 seed, but there's more upsets to come.
Oh, there's going to be upsets, especially this year in college basketball when it's so topsy-turvy. And, Nevada was probably on the outside looking in the Mountain West, but obviously they're not going to make it after losing last night. Second straight upset, I believe, pulled off by I think it was Colorado State that got that win last night. But, yeah, it's a fun time of the year with all the tournaments going on. And, you know, this is the way that the NCAA elects to do it with the smaller leagues and the mid-majors, that they're going to take the conference tournament champion. More and more I get to this, the more and more I think the Ivy League did it right for so many years. Just letting the conference regular season champion go. But that doesn't make you money, Mark.
No, it doesn't. let's look forward to next week. I don't know how much we'll see of one another. But you're going to have another busy week over in Des Moines with how many teams?
Well, we got 5 total. 2 are going to play each other. Springville will play as well as the Northland boys on Monday. Springville will take on Algona-Garrigan, which is going to be a very tough assignment. Garrigan was there last year, and they have 1 loss, been in the top 3 all year in Class 1A. Not to say Springville can't do it, but Garrigan is a veteran team that's been there before. Springville, North Lynn, got a really tough draw, and A lot of people in the know are kind of scratching their heads about the whole seeding process. There were about three or four wacky scenarios that came out of the coaches' seeding meetings. We'll talk about that in 3A coming up in a moment. But Northland, undefeated, the only undefeated team in the state of Iowa, ends up as a number three seed, and they go up against probably, well, there's no probably, they are the most athletic team, small school team in the state this year in West Sioux. They've got two Iowa State football players on the basketball team, led by Hunter Deckers, the terrific record-setting quarterback that's going to Iowa State. They're good basketball players, too, so it could be first to 85, and we're not kidding about that. Northland averages around 80, and West Sioux averages, in, I think, in the 80s as well. And then it'll be 3A, three 3A teams in the area. Center Point Urbana will advance. They got the win over Marion in that triple overtime game. And then head-to-head, it'll be Clear Creek Amana going up against Mount Vernon for the second time this year. They're cross-divisional rivals in the WAMAC. And then Iowa City West on Wednesday morning will take on Ankeny in a 4A game. So should be interesting. The seeding, by the way, how wacky it is. The two conference co-division winners, Center Point Urbana and Clear Creek Amana, tied for the division championship. One got a 4 seed, the other got a 7 seed. So explain that if you can.
Maybe we'll have Jeff Johnson explain it. I'm sure he can't either.
No, but, he can't either. I've already talked to him. He cannot explain it. But he will maybe go into more detail on it coming up.
Sounds good. And we're going to get to Jeff Johnson of the Gazette here in a minute. But I just want to let you know, golf courses are open this weekend. Saddleback, St. Andrews, among others.
Brown Deer, I heard, too.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, well, get your ticket now in line for the first tee. That would be fun Sunday, wouldn't it? It would be fun. We've done that before.
We'll be in touch, okay?
All right.
Have a good trip back, ma'am.
Hey, we will. Great to talk to everybody on the show again. And we will be back sometime soon, and I promise that.
Sounds good. Thanks, Scott.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Scott Unash. From the side of the road.
From the side of the road. See, there's a. This isn't breaking news, but Joe Lunardi has chimed in on you and I.
He has.
He has. He has adjusted his bracket accordingly, and as of right this second, Joe Lunardi has you and I as the last team in the field as of right now.
Mm.
Now, here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. First four out, Cincinnati, Utah State, Richmond, NC State. Then the next four out, Wichita State, Purdue, Memphis, and South Carolina.
Mm.
What are the odds that at least one of those eight teams still playing has a good end of their season and then wins a few games into the in their conference tournament and pushes ahead of? That's the problem right
likely.
Now.
Likely. Yeah, it's likely.
It's very likely that at least one, if not two or three of them, kind of push their way into that discussion.
Interesting.
But if you and I is one of the first four out, they will get a guaranteed number one seed in the NIT, though, which is also something to keep an eye out on.
Let's take a break, and we'll bring Jeff Johnson of the Gazette and talk Boys State basketball tournament after this.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard. And when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things. Your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
Hey guys, it's time to get ready for outside living again at Vernon Village True Value.
Yeah, Jim, they're the only area distributor for the new Weber 24-inch wood pellet smoker, so you can smoke, grill, or sear right in the backyard. Just $999.
Right, Hal. And Scott's four-step lawn program is just $64.99 with rebate and covers 5,000 square feet.
Hey, want their ad delivered to your phone?
Yeah!
Just text Vernon Village, all one word, to 71441.
Vernon Village True Value, 3501 Mount Vernon Road Southeast, Cedar Rapids.
The best teams start with great talent, but finding the right people can be a challenge. When it comes to hiring, ZipRecruiter can help you find the right candidates for your team fast. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right skills and experience for your job and actively invites them to apply. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/will. ZipRecruiter.com/WILL. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
For the ones who forge metal and those with nerves of steel. For the ones who burn the midnight oil and the ones who rise with the sun. Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry with over 250 local branches and a team of specialists available 24/7 to help you solve any challenge. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our new PXG Gen 3 irons are the best coal fires we've ever made by a long shot. Gen 3 irons deliver game-changing distance, outstanding accuracy, with a feel so soft, it's like spreading warm butter on a hot biscuit. Oh my! Sold only at PXG stores, fitting studios, and PXG.com. To find out more, visit PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG today. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
There's something out there for you and me. And the American road is calling. So what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day. Traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile. Cause it's leaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Welcome back. 3:39 on the Friday edition of the Gym Class. We just visited with Scott Unash. He's en route back from Des Moines, where he called Girls State Tournament action, and he'll be back there tomorrow. A guy who's going to be in Des Moines next week, Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. Jeff, thanks for joining us today.
How are you doing, Mark?
Doing very well. Very well. It's obviously one day closer to spring, and that's a good thing. Which only means a snow shower and 32 degrees on opening day for the Colonels.
Well, absolutely. That's the tradition, so 100%.
The state of boys basketball in the metro area, you would say, is what?
Rebuilding?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's the best word. This was the first time since, I believe, 2013. I had to go back and look. Since we haven't had a team from the Metro make the state tournament. So, I mean, it was, you look at it, the best team in town was Marion, you know, certainly, and very, very easily could have made it to the state tournament, you know, losing that triple overtime thriller against Center Point Urbana the other night. But, you know, we didn't even have a 4A team in a sub-state final, and boy, nobody could. Scott and I were kind of trying to remember, and we could never remember that happening. So, you know, everything goes in cycles, just one of those years. And, you know, I'm sure the Metro's will be back stronger than ever, but, you know, sooner rather than later.
Take us back to that doubleheader at the U.S. Cell Center. That had to be like a 4-popcorn night for you.
I only had one because I couldn't. It was so so thrilling. I couldn't even get up and go get another one. Those two games were something else. And that first one is probably a game I'll always remember. Just triple overtime. Enough said there. And just the will and the heart from both teams. It looked like, you know, one team had it and then the other team would come back. And then it looked like, you know, the other team might have it and the first team would come back. So, just wonderful, thrilling, exciting basketball. And it, you know, it's the old cliche. You really hated to see either team lose. And, in the end, Marion, I've never seen a game where all 5 starters fouled out. So just kind of ran out of manpower there in the end. And, you know, Center Point Urbana goes to the state tournament, and then, you know, sitting there trying to write that game story and pay attention to Mount Vernon and DeWitt Central, and, you know, what an unbelievable end that was. You know, DeWitt looks like it steals, might have stolen the game, hadn't led all game, comes down, makes a shot, with, I think 13 seconds left to go up one, and Mount Vernon doesn't call timeout, just gets the ball in the hands of its best player, Keaton Kutcher, and he goes down and pops a three and wins the thing. And so, yeah, just an unbelievable doubleheader. And then we had that, I wasn't there, but the next night, the first game of the 4A doubleheader out at the Cell was the Waterloo West and North Scott game with the unbelievable finish. So, just great basketball downtown this past week, no doubt.
Yeah, maybe one reason it was difficult for the Metro big schools was that the Valley was pretty good this year. We got Cedar Falls and Iowa City West out of the Valley in the field. Good team in Waterloo West, a good team in Dubuque Senior didn't make it. So a pretty strong year for the Valley. Cedar Falls, number 2 seed. Iowa City West, 3 seed. Let's look at their chances.
Yeah, Cedar Falls looking for the three-peat, and that's pretty impressive. And it's going to have a test right away, you know, with Les Des Moines Dowling. That's a really good basketball team at 16-7, and saw them a couple times this year, actually. Saw them open the year against Iowa City West, and, you know, they had some guys still trying to get basketball legs who were on the football team and had the long run. So that's going to be a really good game, certainly at 12:15 on Wednesday afternoon. And, you know, Iowa City West plays at 10:30 against Ankeny, and, you know, Ankeny's a dangerous team as well. And, you know, West is this is one of, you know, Coach Bergman's better coaching jobs, in my opinion, because this isn't really a loaded West team as far as pure talent. It does have a D1 kid in Evan Bronze, the 6'9 center who's going to Belmont University in Nashville. But other than that, it's not an overly talented team, I don't think, and it's not really a deep team. But they do play defense, and they play well together, and, you know, that's helped them, get a 21-2 record, and the two losses have been by, I think, a combined 5 points. So, 4A is really interesting. I think you can make a case, honestly, for Beepers, at least 6-7 teams to win it all. And, you know, number one seed Ankeny Centennial is coached by Bob Fontana, the old Cedar Rapids Kennedy coach. So kind of a local angle there as well.
JJ, it's been a few years since I've been calling games, but in the 2017 was my last year. Clear Creek Amanda was 2-20. This year they make it to state. I had to do a double take seeing that. What a turnaround.
Yeah, and they are a really fun team to watch because, they have TJ Bowlers, or everybody knows about on the football field. He's their center. But they're really kind of a team that will spread you out and has multiple guys that can take it to the hole and beat you that way. And then they have guys that can shoot the three-pointer. So it has been. It's been a great turnaround. Brandon Club, who came in from North Tama after taking North Tama to the state tournament, has done a nice job. He's got a good group. And, there's so many great storylines this week. And they're another one because they play Mount Vernon in the first round. I already mentioned Keaton Kutcher is Mount Vernon's best player, a potential D1 player. Clear Creek Amana, the previous time it's been to the state tournament was 1993, and one of its best players was a guy named David Kutcher, who just happens to be Keaton's dad. So, and they're both related, I think, first and second cousins to Aston Kutcher. So, great little storyline there, and it's been a great run for CCA, a great run for the WOMAC. You know, when you look at three teams from that conference making it into the 3A state tournament.
Center Point Urbana gets a 4 seed against Ballard, and that probably will be an overtime game, right?
Yeah, 4 overtimes, 5 overtimes, maybe. There's another team that just it's not really necessarily overly flashy, but it plays great defense. I think it ranks number 1 in 3A as far as fewest points allowed. So that's kind of how the Storm of Pointers have gotten things done. And Mike Alec is the head coach here. Here's another great storyline. Ed Tim, who's won a state championship at Mount Vernon, he's the Mount Vernon coach. He's got 4 guys that he coached at Cornell College when he was at Cornell College who are coaches here in the state tournament. So that's quite a coaching tree. And when you look at Ed Tim and 4 of his former players all coaching at the state tournament this week, and Mike Alec from Center Point Urbana is one of them. So they've done a great job, and they had a hard bracket. I mean, that not just having to beat Marion, but, you know, they beat a really, really good Decorah team in the sub-state semifinals, too. So 3A, again, really open field. I think maybe Norwalk might go in the favorite just because of Bowen Bourne, the UNI recruit. But you're going to make the case for a lot of teams in 3A as well.
Talking with Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, previewing the Boys State basketball tournament next week in Des Moines. Class 2A, you have a couple area schools in Monticello and North Lynn. North Lynn undefeated, but seeded third.
Yeah, and that, you know, I think it just comes down to, you know, the coaches looking at the schedule, and that's, you know, I'm not trying to offend anybody. But, you know, North Lynn played basically a 1A schedule when you look at playing in the Tri-Rivers Conference this year. That's a 1A league, and I think that's probably why the coaches, you know, kind of see it in North Lynn where it was at. And, you know, they're great. You know, they lost Mr. Basketball and Jake Helmer to graduation and three other seniors and haven't missed a beat. You know, they've won, what, 50 in a row now going into the state tournament. They're 104-2 in their last 106 games. Just an incredible run that the Lynx are on. And 2A's are very open and very, very good field as well. When you look at, you know, your 8 seed is Woodward Granger sitting there at 22-2 for crying out loud. So, and it's great for Monticello. Is that actually went and watched them practice a little bit yesterday. They had previous state tournament appearance was 1960, and they had a guy from that team, Bob Mathiasen, who actually came in and spoke to the team prior to practice yesterday, and I just happened to be there, and that was really cool. And he had a bunch of old Gazette clippings from that 1960 season, Mark, and he was showing to the boys and showing me. So, you know, it was a great moment to be a part of. And, you know, Monty plays Comanche in the first round, and it'll be the third time that they will have played this season. They split the first two. So, you know, the tiebreaker coming at the state tournament, that's pretty cool.
Known Mathiasen, long time, great guy, good golfer, and actually a teammate, I think, was Mike Hall, the St. Andrews pro.
Right?
I believe so. I know they both went to Monticello, but... another great story is Springville. There's no question about it in 1A. Face a tough opponent in Algona Garrigan out of the chute, but Springville, not as far back as Al Eberhard, but pretty darn close since the last appearance.
Yeah, 1975. And it's kind of amazing. You got Al Eberhard was never able to beat the Orioles to state, but, you know, I think it was. It was a 4-team state tournament back then, if I remember correctly, so... that's a little understandable, but yeah, I mean, the Orioles, they're, you know, I kind of call them this year's Al Burnett, because Al Burnett was kind of an unsung team from the Tri-Rivers, you know, played second fiddle to North Lynn last year and, you know, made it to the 1A state tournament and ended up in the finals before finally falling to, you know, to Grandview Christian, and it's great recruiting class there, so... Springville, same, kind of the same thing. Under the radar, 20-5 team, undersized, biggest guy, 6'2". But they shoot the ball from three-point range really well. They've shot it very well here in the postseason. They've gotten on a run, and now they're matched up against a Garrigan team that has a 6'9 center named Angelo Winkle that fans will become familiar with this week. Not a good matchup, you know, undersized going against a 6'9 guy, but never count these Orioles out, that's for sure.
Your Mr. Basketball for 2020 would be who?
I think it's got to be either Bowen Bourne or Xavier Foster. I think if you just look by what he was able to do, just I might lean towards Bowen Bourne at this point, and that might sound crazy because, you know, Foster's a 4A or what, a 4-star recruit, you know, going to Iowa State, but he did miss some of the season with some injury, and, you know, Oskaloosa had a losing record, and certainly that's not all his fault or any of his fault necessarily, but I just think by what Bowen Bourne's been able to do, I think he leads the state in scoring. A phenomenal player, a great recruit, I think, for UNI. Kind of reminds you maybe of an A.J. Green type of a player, only a little shorter. So, you know, I think it's one of those two, and it's my vote right now might go to Bowling Born.
I've had people ask me, when are these high school football schedules coming out? Have you any idea? Sometime this month, right?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan, I think. So probably get through this through the basketball state tournament, and then maybe next week or the following week sometime. But now that we all know what the formula is and who's going to be in what class and all that kind of stuff, hopefully I know the coaches are more than anxious to get this thing rolling so they can start preparing.
Sounds great, Jeff. Appreciate you joining us today, and I hope you have a great week in Des Moines, all right?
Let's go Twins. Thanks, Mark.
You got it, Jeff. Thank you very much. Jeff Johnson of the Cedar Rapids Gazette joining us on the gym class today. Yeah, Xavier Foster's team with a losing record this year. And it just goes to show you, a team is not made of one man, and I didn't realize he was injured part of the year either. So, of course, Foster headed for Iowa State next year. Let's take our final break, Alex, and when we come back, we'll put a bow on the show.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Wipers squeaking and streaking? Now's the time to change your wipers and get ready for those spring showers. We've got the deals to help you prep your ride. Right now, if you buy two Bosch Envision wiper blades, you'll get a $15 AutoZone gift card by mail or email. And next time, you can get what you need even faster. Just order online at AutoZone.com with our free same-day store pickup. Getting your job done just got easier. Restrictions and details at AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
There's an app to save on flights. An app to rent a bike. And an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Our new PXG Gen 3 irons are the best coal fires we've ever made by a long shot. Gen 3 irons deliver game-changing distance, outstanding accuracy, with a feel so soft, it's like spreading warm butter on a hot biscuit. Oh my! Sold only at PXG stores, fitting studios, and PXG.com. To find out more, visit PXG.com or call 844-PLAY-PXG today. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way we do, period.
It's time for some straight talk. You know what a full court press is in basketball, right? Full defensive coverage with no holes. Well, that's the kind of coverage you get with Straight Talk Wireless. It runs on America's best 4G LTE networks, same as the big carriers, but just for a lot less. Just $45 a month gets you the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G, saving you up to half the cost of the big carriers. No contract. Full court coverage, half the cost. Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Welcome back for the last few minutes of the gym class today and this Friday. Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, Buttons with you. Following this show, 2 hours of the Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. Todd, a bit under the weather, so it'll be Alex Kuhn and Rob Howe.
Correct.
Again, and you have really interesting. You're going a long distance for a guest.
Yeah, we're going to try any way possible to get Anthony Clemens on the show with us. Now, we know that he's over in France where he's playing professional basketball and starring overseas. So if we can get connection with Anthony Clemens, we'll have him on at 5 o'clock. And Jeremy Werner from 93.5 ESPN in Champaign, Urbana, is going to be joining us at 4:30 to preview the Iowa-Illinois matchup from an Illinois Fighting Illini perspective, as last night Illinois loses, and lots at stake on Sunday between those two teams.
Going to be very interesting. 6 o'clock game on Sunday night, and that'll be the last game of the Big Ten Conference season. We know what happened in Iowa City with sort of bad blood. Whether that carries over, we'll see. I think it'll be curtailed. I got a lot of respect for Brad Underwood and the way he at least should have handled his assistance.
Will there be any bad blood or extracurriculars? You wouldn't think. But man, it is going to be intense and very chippy because these are two very physical teams and two kind of alpha teams that are going to be at each other's throats the entire night.
And Iowa probably hungry after that Purdue loss at home to kind of right the ship. So we'll talk about that next week, next Monday, that's for sure. But to put a recap on things, Drake beating you and I in the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament, the first time an 8 seed beats a 1, and you and I left in peril as to its NCAA tournament hopes. Drake, meanwhile, will play in the semifinals, and I'll have a Bradley Southern Illinois score at this point, but Drake will play the winner of that game tomorrow at 2:30.
Southern Illinois currently leading Bradley 40-34 with 11:51 remaining.
Interesting.
In the game.
Yep. Interesting.
That would be another mild upset there.
Folks asking about a little more about Xavier Foster, the Iowa State recruit. Jeff Johnson mentioned that Oskaloosa with a losing record this year, 10-14, and Foster only played in 16 out of the 24 games. He did average 23.5 points in those games, but was dinged up a little bit. So we'll see if he can go to Ames and help that program. Thanks to, again, Scott Unash for joining us, Jeff Johnson for joining us. Next week, I can't wait till Monday because we're going to be at more conference tournament talk. We're going to know the Big Ten men's basketball brackets. We'll know the outcome of the Big Ten wrestling tournament.
The Big Ten women's basketball tournament.
Big Ten women's basketball tournament will be concluded. Micah Loss, our usual Monday guest, will be joining us in addition to discussion on those topics. And then Tuesday, we're going to preview the NCAA Division III wrestling tournament with Dick Simmons. And we'll also have a very, very special guest who played on the 1969-1970 Iowa men's basketball team. More on that to come. Thanks, and have a great weekend.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. Dolphins quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick is now the most prominent player to publicly say he'll vote yes on the new collective bargaining agreement with NFL owners. ESPN's Damian Woody says he'd vote...